For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Thursday night, we welcome you in. It is time for a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. Have you until 8 o'clock tonight. By the way, when we get done at 8 o'clock, we are going to head to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention as Kamala Harris is going to speak this evening. But we'll do nothing but sports between now and 8 o'clock. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting. If you call or text, 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. And let's not forget the voice message option that is now available for you as well. If you are listening to us on the Odyssey app, you see the little microphone, you press the microphone button, and you leave a message for us, and that comes to us, and we can play those back on the air. So if you've got any thoughts on the voice message, we welcome those as well. And if you're looking at your Odyssey app, I've had a few people say this, if you're looking at the Odyssey app and you don't see the microphone, you probably haven't updated your apps lately. So just go to your app store, whatever you use, Google Play Store for those of you non-iPhone people, and update your Odyssey app, and then you'll find the microphone and you'll be able to leave voice messages for us. So always feel free to do that throughout the course of this program. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. Three guests, two of which will be this hour. We'll talk Blues hockey with Luke Korak in about 10 minutes. Interesting week for the Blues with them acquiring a couple players with the offer sheets, and they, you know, the thought was maybe they overpaid, but they had the money to do it, so go ahead, because you make your team better, and at the end of the day, you want to make your team better. So we'll get Luke Korak's thoughts on that coming up, and then Heath Pierce, he's part of the team of at Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He's going to be on the call this weekend for City SC as they jump back into MLS play. We'll talk with Heath coming up at about 6:35. Next hour, our good friend from Channel 4, Tamar Scher, is going to join us. We'll talk Cardinals with Tamar, but also Channel 4 had some big news that they announced earlier today. There is a new sports and entertainment television channel that's coming into the market, and the folks at Channel 4 are behind it. So we'll get all the details on that coming up at about 7:20 or so when Tamar joins us on the show. Thought it was a really good win today for the Cardinals. And by the way, I always say this on days of weekday day games when we do the short and extra inning show, I always want to give you the opportunity to call, text, and tweet about the Cardinals. At about 7:35, so in about an hour and a half, we're going to open up the phone lines for you just to talk about today's game. So we'll kind of do the post-game call-in portion at 7:35 tonight. But this game today, it was a must-win, right? Like, I say that, and I hate saying must-win because, look, if they would have lost today's game, could have they still did they still have a path to the playoffs? Yes. So from that definition, no, it's not a must-win game. But if we're really looking at this team and where they're at right now and what they still want to accomplish, and it might be bleak right now in terms of them doing enough to get into the playoffs, but that door's not closed. It's not an impossible thing for this team to play well enough to find themselves into the postseason, but they had the fantastic win last night where they come back twice and then Nolan Arenado hits a walk-off grand slam. You want to follow that up with a victory, because if you do that and then you come back 12 hours later and you lose a game and you end up losing 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, in the moment, that game that you won, the second game on the Arenado walk-off, in the moment it feels good, but when you take a step back, what did it really mean? Well, it meant you didn't get swept in a series that you still lost. That's the extent of it. Instead, They win today. They find a way to win today. It wasn't a great offensive performance. They got 9 hits, 3 runs on 9 hits, but they score all 3 of their runs in the 7th inning. They never did anything against Milwaukee starter Freddie Peralta, who I like a lot. I think Peralta's a good pitcher. He hasn't had a great season this year. He came in with an ERA just above 4. He walks out after 5 shutout innings with an ERA at 3.86, but Peralta's good. He's been good in this league for a long time, for sure. You couldn't do much against him. When you did have some opportunities against him, you didn't come up with that proverbial big hit. You get some help there in the 7th inning. You get help with a bases-loaded walk, kind of a fluky fielder's choice play, and then Nolan Arenado, he's able to drive in a run. And we talked about this last night on the Extra Inning Show, what we're seeing right now from Nolan Arenado. Is he driving the ball right now? Is he hitting a lot of extra base hits? No, and he hasn't all season long. That was one of the things that we certainly discussed on the show yesterday. But it is getting a little bit better. Not a lot better, but it's getting a little bit better. When you look at what he's done, so he's got a 21-game on-base streak here at the moment. And the numbers during that 21-game streak, hitting .321, 5 doubles, 3 home runs, and .862 OPS during the period. In the month of August, it's even a little bit better. The OPS is up to .874 in the month of August, where most of those extra base hits have come. It's still not enough extra base hits. There's still too many singles in there, but he's getting a few more of them. He's driving in runs, which is something that's important as well. And if this team is going to go on that proverbial run, you wanted to get something out of Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. At this point, it almost feels like you're just not going to get much out of Paul Goldschmidt. They may run Alec Burleson out there at first base a few more times here moving forward the way they did today, but it's a good sign for this team that Nolan Arenado is having productive at-bats and helping the team score runs. We'll talk a lot more Cardinals baseball on this show, but up next, we're going to talk Blues hockey. Our friend Luke Korak is going to join us. That's coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it here on a Thursday. Cardinals played this afternoon. They got a win against the Brewers, so we have a full 2-hour show today. It's been a very interesting week for the St. Louis Blues. We learned earlier in the week that they officially signed defenseman Philip Broberg and forward Dylan Holloway away from the Edmonton Oilers after they had given them offer sheets and the Oilers declined to match. To talk about that and much, much more, very happy to welcome onto the program. You've heard him many times. He's fantastic. He covers the Blues in the NHL for NHL.com. Also, at the Hockey News, takes care of the St. Louis Blues site. He is Luke Korak. Follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. What's going on?
Not too much. Glad to be able to talk a little Blues hockey. They're going to be on the ice before we know it. They make this move this past week, or it becomes official this past week when the offer sheets are not matched. How much better, if they are better, because these are a couple of young guys who are still moving forward in their careers, but how much better can the Blues be with Broberg and Holloway in place?
Well, if their trajectory continues to go on the upside, which it's been growing in that direction, they will be better. But in saying that, I don't think you want to put too much of a burden on them right off the hop. I mean, give them some time to grow and learn and continue to go in the right path. You got to remember, this is Broberg's 23. Holloway's not even, he's going to be 23 next month. So These guys don't even have 100 games of, well, they do if you want to combine the playoffs. But as far as the regular season is concerned, neither one of these guys have even played 100 games in the NHL. So let them continue to grow. They're going to get more responsibility, which is good, and they're going to be put to the test. I think what helped more than anything is these guys were prominent players for the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Final. Then they took Florida to 7 games, and these guys were relied upon heavily in a lineup that's got a lot of star-studded power in it. So if they can compete at that level, that just tells you that they're going to be able to continue to grow and mature, and that's what the Blues are banking on.
Broberg was the 8th overall pick in 2019. Holloway was the 14th overall pick in 2020. How much of this is just the Blues trying to add as much potential high-level talent into the organization?
Well, that, and I mean, you know, they haven't made it a secret that they want to add, they want to get younger, they want to add players that are in their early to mid-20s that are just scratching the surface and have got that potential, and players that, quite frankly, that they can have team control over. And those are some big elements that they, you know, they want to have that kind of a group in place. This makes 12 first-round picks on the roster now that are age 25 or younger. It's a pretty good nucleus that you're building here. And this doesn't, when I say roster, I'm talking about guys that are already here and some of the draft picks that they have as well. So they're building a pretty good nucleus of young players, but you have to have your veterans. And Doug Armstrong made, you know, no bones about it that, you know, the big dogs have to be the big dogs here, especially in the present time. You can't bring all these high-end young players in and expect them to carry the load here. You've got the horses that are going to have to do that, but it's good to infuse some of this energy into the group to see how they complement those guys.
The Blues have struggled with defensemen on the blue line, and you bring in Broberg. I mean, where does he slot in? Has this team really improved themselves from a defensive standpoint?
I think, I don't think you can put too much on his cart right off the bat, but I think the long-term view is that he's going to be a top four defenseman on his team for a long time. And something that I envision and wouldn't surprise me one bit, maybe not right off the hop, but a potential pairing of Broberg and Colton Parayko. Now, that should remind you quite a bit of someone that Parayko played with same kind of physical stature, and Jay Bouwmeester. I think those guys did pretty good back in 2019 in shutting opponents down and winning a Stanley Cup. Now, I'm not by any means comparing Broberg to a Jay Bouwmeester who had a tremendous career, but you know, you're talking about somebody that's 6'4", about 210, 215-ish, somewhere in that range. Those are a couple of big guys that you can start to kind of mesh together and in the long-term view, see as a good fit for number 55.
Do you make anything of the, I don't even know if it's a controversy, but the conversation about Armstrong and the offer sheets and kind of the etiquette of the NHL and whether he would do that with other people? And so, like, is there anything with all of that?
No, I'll tell you what. I think this just kind of sets a precedence, and I think it should. I've always believed that offer sheets, they've always been there. It's just teams have never really taken advantage of it. And the funny thing is, you know, we in the media have always had this perception, and everybody outside looking in have always had this perception that, you know, there's this gentlemanly agreement between general managers that, hey, you don't touch my RFAs, I won't touch yours. And if you do, then I'm going to, you know, there's going to be retaliation. I'm going to offer sheet one of your guys. Some of that stuff used to happen back in the day, but you know what? I just think that it's a tool that should be readily at hand for these guys to take advantage of. Doug Armstrong even mentioned that when we talked to him before the draft, and just some general openness about offer sheets, and that GMs are becoming more receptive to the idea of possibly utilizing that. Now, I'm not saying that you know, he knew back then that this was going to happen, because quite frankly, he had to go out and get the second round pick that they traded to Pittsburgh in order to accomplish this, or otherwise we're not even talking about this right now, because the only way you can do that for compensation is if you have your own draft picks. You can't use another team's draft choices for compensation on as far as offer sheets is concerned. So this thing pretty much came out of nowhere, and you know what? They were able to execute it, and I think other teams are going to see this, and maybe you're not going to see a rash of this moving forward, but I think GMs around the league are going to go, hey, if there's a young player that we like, maybe we should go down this avenue as well.
From a player standpoint and from a union standpoint, you would think that they would want teams doing this more often, because it's the opportunity for their guys to go make a little bit more money.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes – and listen, when you look at the two guys that the Blues acquired, did they have to overpay these guys? Yes. And moving forward, when future offer sheets are tendered, are you going to have to overpay some guys in order to get them? Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, you're not going to offer somebody something that the current team that holds these guys are comfortable paying, because you're pretty much just wasting your time then. So I think we all understand that some of the numbers that, you know, just use Broberg, for example, some of the numbers that were floated around out there were in the $1 to $1.5 million range. And here the Blues are, you know, they're paying them a pretty good penny at 4.58 AAV per year. So, but they're doing this. Yes, it's a risk, but, you know, they're doing it as what they see as the potential of the player for the future, and somebody that's 23 years old and somebody that they're going to keep for a long time.
And Lou, I would think for Blues fans, it's a refreshing conversation, because we have spent the better part of the last 3 years talking about this team being capped out and they don't have any money to do this and don't have money to do that. And they're trying to trade off pieces just to create a little bit of space. And now this isn't the first deal this offseason where we've talked about them maybe overpaying a little bit. And that's a very different feeling than what it's been over the last few years.
And they still do have a little bit of cap space available. And even if Edmonton, say, they matched one of them and not the other, or happened to match both of these guys, well, you know what? Now you've got that cap space again. Not to say that they were going to use it presently, but you know what? If this team would have gone into the season, raised some eyebrows, and got and threw their name in the hat as somebody that was going to make a fight to make the playoffs, well, you know what? That just tells Doug Armstrong then that, hey, we're getting towards the trade deadline instead of shedding salary. Yeah, now we've got some money where maybe we can add some help to get you guys over the hump. So, yeah, you're right. It is a bit refreshing. It's something that we haven't seen very much of, because, you know, quite frankly, over the last, I don't know, half dozen years, this is a team that's been at or near the cap, and they just really haven't had much of that flexibility because they've been playing so well. And, you know, when you're playing well, you have to pay players, you know, in order to, you know, put together a competitive roster. So this was a little bit of a change, and, you know, they're not capped out right now, you know, after what they offered these guys. So they're still going to have a little bit of flexibility to do some things. But I think you see a roster now that this is the group that they're going to go into the regular season with. Let's see what they can do. And if they show management that they're ready to fight for a playoff spot this year, perhaps we could see some more change forthcoming whenever the NHL trade deadline comes around.
Luke Korak with NHL.com and the Hockey News continuing to join us on the program. We're about a month out from the first exhibition game. They'll be on the ice. What's the thing or two that you're most interested in before they drop the puck for real as we get into October?
Well, I just want to see the competition. I mean, you're going to have a lot of young guys, first and foremost, that are going to come in here, and they're going to be battling for spots. I mean, you know, we're talking about young guys with, you know, Broberg and Holloway. You're not bringing them here, you know, to say that they're going to have to battle to keep a job. They're more than likely they're going to be here. So they're going to take somebody, they're going to take somebody's spot that felt like they already had a roster spot locked up. So who's going to be battling for some of those jobs? How about, you know, Zach Bolduc? That's a guy that, you know, had a great finish to a season last year. Where does he fit into this puzzle right now? I mean, we were talking about him potentially fighting for a top six spot. Now, you know, I think he's fighting for a roster spot to stay in this group. Nathan Walker was one of those fringe guys. Where does he fit in now? Some of those guys that are down towards the bottom of the roster where you're or the forward group where you're thinking they probably had spots. Matthew Joseph is coming in here. Roddick Fox is coming in here. A couple of new acquisitions that are going to probably push somebody out of a job, or at least force somebody, you know, to compete for a job. Where does this put Scott Perunovich now? You know, what's the status of Torrey Krug? There's a lot of questions that remained unanswered here, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, it's going to be competitive, and I think guys understand now that you know, their roster spots aren't locked up here, and they're going to have to fight in order to stay with the main club.
I'm sure we'll chat with you again before the regular season gets started. We'll jump into a bunch of those other questions that you mentioned, but certainly the team is a lot more compelling and interesting, I think, right now than even a year ago. He is Luke Korak, again, NHL.com, the Hockey News on Twitter, at LKorak10. Lou, always appreciate you taking some time with us.
All right, Matt, take care.
Very good. That's Lou Korak joining us here on the program. We will take a break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Heath Pierce. He's going to be on the call for Apple TV and MLS Season Pass this upcoming weekend as City gets back at it. What did he see from the team during their Leagues Cup run, and how is that going to play out during the rest of the MLS regular season schedule? We'll talk with Heath coming up in just a moment. This is a Gray Bar.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Rolling on here on a Thursday night, City SC, they are going getting back into MLS regular season play this upcoming weekend. They've been playing Leagues Cups matches for the better part of the last month or so. Certainly performed pretty well during Leagues Cup, and now they get back at it. They're going to be on the road as they take on Portland this upcoming weekend. And we are very happy right now to welcome on someone who's going to be on the call this weekend. He is Heath Pierce. You follow him on Twitter at Heath Pierce. He joins us right now. Heath, appreciate you taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
How much better did you think City looked during their Leagues Cup run compared to what they've done in the vast majority of the regular season this year?
Well, I think they looked consistent and confident in a different way. You know, even when you talk about the round that they go out and against Club America, just going up the two goals, just there's a confidence to the team right now and a belief. And, you know, I think you always have that. You have Coach Hackworth, who I think is a good addition at the time, just in terms of his experience and having managed a number of different players and teams and leagues. And then you look at just the quality of the player and some of the players that they're bringing in from Germany. Just feels like there's a belief and confidence in the squad, and I don't think it should be measured by the fact of where they went out in the tournament.
You mentioned the players that they're bringing in. City was pretty much the most active team in terms of players during the transfer window, acquiring six new players, five on the transfer market, and they also bring in one via trade. How much better did they make themselves with the moves they made?
Well, I think not just that, but when you talk about bringing in, you know, fullbacks that help to strengthen the style of play that the team wants to play under Fahnenstiel, you have now attacking fullbacks with a two-way range. You're talking about bringing in a left midfielder that, you know, was double digits in goals and assists with, I believe it was St. Pauli, that's coming in as a big name player, but also as a midfielder. And in this league, when you can start to have that kind of contribution coming from the midfield, I think that's where you can really turn the corner. When you compare that again to the attacking trio of the Portland Timbers, who have three players with 10 or more goals, I think that's the kind of thing that you're looking for from an efficiency. And then when you're a data-driven team like St. Louis are, you look at where those goals are going to come from. And when you start to add pieces, I think it takes the pressure off how you're going to go about getting results, and maybe starts to allow you to have a little bit more of a
of a foundation to build on for the future.
Yeah, in many ways, before the Leagues Cup, I mean, this was a team that had such a hard time scoring goals, and it felt like the options weren't there. Would you agree? I think this is what you were just saying, but it feels like there's now more options for this team to find a way to score goals.
Well, I think any team that comes into the league in the way that St. Louis City have, you know, one started off with a chip on their shoulder and proved a lot of people, I think, very wrong in the early days. But then when you talk about, okay, these players whose names weren't on in the team meetings and being analyzed in video are now being analyzed, now requires you to have a different dynamic in which that you play or break other teams down, right? Teams may have pressed you higher sitting back, and they're just varying the ways in which they're trying to neutralize you. Now you start to add some pieces and some threats. And I think that's where you start to see a number of teams in the league that are spending at the right level in the right spots on the field where, okay, that's fine. You want to double up on the left-hand side. Well, we've now got threats on the right-hand side. Or if you're going to isolate our striker one-on-one in front of goal, he's going to win that battle more often than not. And the more of those types of pieces that you can have beyond just some of the other metrics that I think are highly valued in terms of distance covered, you know, your transitional kind of gegenpress type of soccer, the more of those pieces of that quality and the final touch, the final ball, the final finish, I think is going to make this team more of a threat moving forward.
The system hasn't changed, as we're talking with Heath Pierce, who will be on the call this upcoming weekend. The system hasn't changed going from Bradley Carnell to Coach Hackworth. Lutz Pfannenstiel has a system that he wants the team to run, but it does seem like there have been some small changes, some things that have happened. What have you noticed? Because you were just very complimentary of Hackworth a few moments ago. What about the job that he's doing do you think is helping this team from a positive standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, when you're in a system like the way that they've played the last two seasons, I think there one requires a buy-in, right? And that is a rewards-based system because it requires a collective press. You're having to cover a lot of ground. It's a lot of running. You're playing a little bit more of a direct style at times when you are in the build-up play. And when the way the game is played within that system, there's a reward that has to come with that, right? Results, scoring goals, rewarding your team so that, you know, you get everybody to continue to buy in over time. That can take its toll at any club anywhere. But I think when you add a Hackworth back to that equation, he has an ability to simplify a messaging, to get player buy-in. He's a great people manager. If you just see, even if you follow him on social media, and I've known, you know, he was, when I was 16 years old, one of and had broken my leg, one of the few coaches that was recruiting me when he was in Southern Florida. And I worked with him in the national team when he was an assistant coach in the national team for a bit. Just has an ability to connect with players on a human level, you know, understand them, but also deliver a high level messaging. And I think when you can have somebody that can reinvigorate a squad, because I do think what Bradley Carnell was doing and where this project was at was, although the results weren't there, you're seeing Hackworth not change the system, but continue to build on the foundation of where the club is going. And again, having the experience that he has at the number of levels, whether it's an assistant, as a head coach, at the national team level, at the club level, at different levels of the professional level, just brings a different range of perspectives and experience that I think can help to connect on a number of levels.
Heath Pierce, who earned 35 caps as the defender for the U.S. men's national team from 2005 to 2012, continuing to join us. Do you have a Hackworth story from whether it was when you were injured and something he said to you, or when you were working with the national team? Is there something about him that is a story you enjoy telling?
Well, I remember, you know, being in South Africa for a Confederations Cup, you know, in 2009 when we ended up losing in the final to Brazil, and I wasn't getting the time that I would have liked in a tournament like that. Just spending time with him on the road as somebody that I knew, as a confidant, just helping me to, you know, work through the challenges of going through a long tournament, of knowing him on a personal level. There's that side of thing, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I'd get in trouble for this, for saying this probably, and so I'm saying this jokingly, but when I had a broken leg, and at the time of which he was recruiting me to come to Southern Florida, I'm pretty sure he was breaking some NCAA rules with how often he was contacting me. But I will say, you know, I was at IMG at the time, and it was the only official visit that I took, just spending time with him, seeing his vision, you know, it was probably the first time in my career going into the college level that I felt bad not going to a place that my gut told me, you know, I wanted to be back on the West Coast, closer to my family. I ended up going to the University of Portland and playing for Clive Charles, who was obviously a Timbers legend and helped me propel my career. But that was the first decision that I had, and that I remember thinking, like, man, this is a really hard one, because this guy, he's put so much time, so much effort into just spending time with me, getting to know my family, checking in on my rehabilitation, just doing all the things on a human level and on a coaching level that you really hope for in a coach. But in my experience over my full professional career, you don't have that type of connection very often. And I had that with him, and he showed that sort of next level of care. And I can see that being something that continues to pay off in the development of young players in St. Louis, as well as with the first team.
City has not closed the door on them still trying to make the playoffs this year. Realistically, if they win 7 of 9, maybe they're in the conversation, depending on what else happens. Do you see that as any type of possibility?
I certainly think it is. When I look at sort of the strength of schedule and how difficult that's going to be, they've got to play Portland away. They've got Galaxy at home, but then they've got New England, obviously not a 6-pointer in the way that you would want, but they've still got San Jose, they've got Sporting Kansas City, you know, games that I think that they can match up well on. It's going to come down to it in the end, and it's just about a rhythm. When you look at the teams, historically in MLS, you're starting to see teams really find form throughout a full season, but there are a number of teams that sort of knocking on the door at the right time, and if you can catch that fire and that rhythm, there's a number of teams, if you look at the last couple of years, maybe not last season, but previous years before that, that kind of stumble into the playoffs, right? They just find that rhythm last 10 weeks of the season. They win 6 of them, they win 7 of them, and they get into the playoffs. Whether they go far or not is anyone's guess. But I think it's a big reach for them, but it kind of comes down to how do you now go to Portland, a very difficult place to play, and get a result and start with that, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're thinking about playoffs and you've got this many games left and you kind of take your eye off of the short-term goals or tasks, I think that's where you run into trouble. But I think the math is what it is, and they can only control this one game at a time. They certainly have enough talent. I think they brought in some good pieces. Whether it all comes together or not, I think it's going to be a huge challenge, but it will make it interesting for the remainder of the season.
Big weekend for MLS Season Pass. The match is free for all to watch on the Apple TV app, online at tv.apple.com. You guys do such a fantastic job. If folks want to test out the product, this is a great week to do it, because you can do it for free.
Absolutely. It'll be a fun one. Obviously, I've had the chance to now call a game in St. Louis, and that was one of probably bucket list experiences for me to take in a game there. But now to have them come to an environment like the Portland Timbers Stadium, I think it'll be a fantastic match, both with you know, coming off of this League's Cup where they played each other, where I think St. Louis was a very good team in that one, to now go away with that recent memory, I think should make for a really, really electric match.
He is Heath Pierce. He'll be on the call this weekend. MLS Season Pass, again, a free weekend, so you can watch for free. Get the Apple TV app. Go online, tv.apple.com. I've got the Apple TV app on my Roku. It's fantastic. Heath, thank you so much for the time. Have a great call, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks for having me. Have a great one.
Very good. There's Heath Pierce joining us on the program. One more break, and we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
On KMOX.
Welcome back in. We roll on. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. Hour number two will feature a conversation with our good friend Tamar Scher from Channel 4, KMOV. We'll talk Cardinals baseball with her, but we'll also talk about the big news that the folks at Channel 4 unveiled. They have a new television channel that is starting Matrix Midwest. They're referring to it as a sports and entertainment channel, but there's going to be a lot of sports on it. So they've already announced a few things, and we'll talk with Tamar about that moving forward. And in this changing landscape of sports rights and everything going on, with regional sports networks, I would just, this is me saying this, this isn't anybody else saying it, I would say keep an eye on what's going on over there. So that could be a big part of your sports viewing experience in the relatively near future, depending on things that continue to happen again in a very changing media landscape when it comes to how we watch sports, for sure. So tomorrow will join us coming up next hour. We'll also spend some time next hour hearing from you when it comes to the Cardinals. I mentioned this earlier. If you are listening on the Odyssey app, you can now, and we've been doing this on other shows on KMOX, so this probably isn't the first time you've heard about this, but if you do listen on the Odyssey app, there's a little microphone button, and you can press and you can leave a voice message for us, and then we can play those back. So if you have any thoughts on the Cardinals, if you got any questions about the Cardinals, you can start getting those in right now for those of you who listen on the Odyssey app, and we'll play some of those back coming up next hour. Now, if you're not listening on the Odyssey app, there is nothing stopping you from taking your phone out of your pocket and going to the Odyssey app and leaving a voice message, even if you listen to us on terrestrial radio. So that is another, we try to have as many ways as possible for you to get in contact with us, whether it's phone calls, whether it's text messages, whether it's tweets. Now the voice messages, all those ways for, we're trying to meet you wherever you happen to be. And this is a new feature that we have with the voice messaging on the Odyssey app. So make sure to check that out for sure. I think the number one thing I want to know from Cardinals fans, because it's two games doesn't make a season, two games doesn't really change anything in the grand scheme of things, but the Cardinals were in such a tough spot going into these two games, and then it's like you're drowning and you're just coming up for a little bit of air, and you get that little bit of air and it's filled with hope. How much hope do you have for this team that they can do what they've kind of continue some version of doing what they've been doing over the last couple days and go on a run and really legitimately get back into the playoff race? That's my question for you. Feel free to leave a message on the Odyssey app. Hour number two of the program after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
For Trent, pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.